Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, January 5th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are in the section where we are discussing God as Creator. Today we're going to move over to the book of Job. And we'll be reading chapter 38, but I feel like I need to give us just a little bit of context before we jump into this chapter. We're picking up in the book where Job insists on bringing a lawsuit against God that would make God justify what has happened to Job. Remember, Job lost it all. And Job's friends think that they need to speak up for God. But God here has two different speeches. We're going to read the first one today. He speaks for himself, which reminds us that our Creator desires a personal relationship with his creation. As we think forward to the New Testament, we see that most clearly in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we read Job 38, God is going to use some questions that will expose Job's and our ignorance of God's ways. And the questions are going to help reorient us around the colossal truth that God is trustworthy. And so as I read, I want you to think about the different characteristics of God, the different metaphors used for who he is in creation. Here are a few from Paul House's Theology of the Old Testament. Paul says he is the master builder, he's the sea's midwife, light's commanding officer, holder of the world's secrets, foundation layer, and sustainer. Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, 'This far you may come and no farther,' here is where your proud waves halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me, if you know all this, what is the way to the abode of light, and where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the path to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you were already born. You have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to be placed where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm? To water a land where no man lives, a desert with no one in it, to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew? from whose womb comes the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from heaven when the waters become hard as stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen? Can you bind the beautiful Pleiades? Can you loose the cords of Orion? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with its cubs? Do you know the law of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, "Here we are"? Who endowed the heart with wisdom or gave understanding to the mind? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens? When the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together, do you hunt the prey for the lioness and satisfy the hunger of the lions? When they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in the thicket? Who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? Hey, thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together and as we seek to be a people who are instructed by God's Word. Three words that I'm going to take with me today are, "Where were you?" God says, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation?" This idea that God is infinitely wise. And as this scripture reminds us, he's trustworthy. He's the one who has all knowledge, has told the sea where to stop, has given orders to the morning to show itself at dawn. I mean, it's just an amazing chapter that reminds us that God is not only our creator, but he is our sustainer. And I think that Job, in the end of hearing God's speeches, no longer wants to bring a lawsuit against God, but rather he trusts in God's faithfulness. And that is my prayer for us today as well, that we will trust him and we will know that God is personal with us and desires relationship with us. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. We are reminded in it of your goodness to us, of your love and compassion for us, and how infinitely wise you are. Bless my brothers and sisters today, whatever they are doing, whatever they face. Lord, be with them as they navigate life, whether this season brings a new normal or whether they have lots of joys in front of them. Whatever it is today that we face, Lord, help us to remember your presence with us. We love you and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.